You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show. Yes, it is that time of week. The sun is shining, and I thought I'd start this week, as I sometimes do, with a song that I haven't heard in ages. I heard it this morning, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to play it for you guys this evening. This is a bit of Portishead.
I'm so tired. I'll play it.
Now, we've been doing this long enough, and I know what you guys are going to react. Every time I play something a bit atmospheric or a bit moody, especially something by Radiohead, you're always like, oh, it's a bit downbeat this week. So I thought, right, I'm going to follow it with an absolute banger that you can't possibly accuse of being downbeat. This is Whatever, a bit of Oasis news after this.
Whatever.
Does it get better than that? On a sunny Monday afternoon, you've got Monday out of the way and a bit of Oasis. Well, just to prove the fact what I said about people, you know, you can't please everyone. I had a message from Karen who, living up to her name, said, I hate Oasis. Thank you. Intelligent input, darling. Right, so why have I played Oasis? The reason I've played Oasis is because I got followed on Twitter by a member of Oasis. He's only following 300 people, followed me. Which one was it? Noel? Nope. Was it Liam? Nope. Was it any of the ones who currently play? Nope. It was the drummer. That's right. What can I do? But maybe I might be able to get him on the show. Let's see what we can do. It's Tony McCarroll. Have a check it out. He followed me. I was very pleased with that. Right, but what's today's theme? Today's theme is very much about Twitter. And it's this point about when the podcast goes out, when everybody listens to it on the podcast, I get this sort of interactive heat map, which shows me, and I've told you about it before, it shows me where everyone's listening. And you can do it by episode. So I had a quick look, and after 24 hours of last week's episode going out, it blew my mind that there were two people already in Chicago, two in Chicago, who had listened to the show. Now, they almost certainly don't know each other, but one of them was in Des Plaines, and another one looks to be right on the coast, just sort of south of Evanston. If either of you guys are listening to this episode, get in contact. Somebody threw it out there, and somebody from Diana, from also from Chicago but from Elmhurst, said she may have to be the third Chicago listener. But that's what this week's show is all about. I'm going to just go into that interactive map and see. It's like a it's like, how should we say it? It's like one of those balloon things where you let the balloon off, balloon races, and the balloon goes out and the furthest that goes wins. This one, I'm going to go in on the map and see if we can find the actual person. And this time next week, I'm going to say, oh my God, that person got in contact and said, yep, that one's me. That would be amazing if we could do that. So I know it's a slightly weird and very long explanation, but that's what the theme is. Whilst you're trying to digest that, let's listen to a bit of Supernaturals and then we'll go a bit further. Jeepers, I'm freaking. I've had such a weekend. I think I must be turning to God. My girlfriend has dumped me and headed for the country. The boy who wears white socks. Right, I'm on the interactive map, and this is last week's episode. It's I Should Coco, 30 years of I Should Coco. So these are all the people who've listened just to that episode. And there's one in, well, it looks like Sacramento, but it's near Folsom, a place called Citrus Heights. And if you zoom right in, they're right on this place called Antelope Road. If that's you, get in touch. But there's also one down, further down south towards Los Angeles, but not quite. It's at a place called Atascadero, and it looks like they're on Portola Road, between Portola Road and Santa Rosa Road. These are people who, within the last week, listened to last week's show. It says it on the map. Get in touch, please. Get in touch. But also get in touch if you want to hear a song, because this might not be the best theme I've ever done. It might be pretty specific to a few people. So if you fancy having a shout out or requesting a song, feel free. Here's some Manson. Hits from the 1990s. Hey. You take it easy. I don't need to take it easy, honestly, man, son. Right, we're back on the interactive map, and I went to Monterey thinking it was just one. It's three people listening in Monterey, or listened to it last week. It might be the same person walking around the town, who knows. One of them is in this area called Independencia. Another one is just north of that in San Nicolas de los Garza, which I said, I know you think I'm Mexican now because of my accent, but I'm actually not. And another one is just north of that in a place, looks like he's in a park near Cala Galicia and Capitan Jose Avenue, Avenida, Capitan Jose de Trevino. I know, I'm sorry. I announced last week that Suede were releasing a new album. It's called Antidepressants. Let's remind ourselves of some of the songs off their best album.
We all face the same way. Still it takes all day. I take a look to my left, pick out the worst and the best. She paints a lip greasy and thick. Another mirror stare, and she's going where? Another office affair to kill an unborn scare. You talk dirty to a priest, it makes him human at least. But is she running away to start a brand new day? Are she going home while she driving alone? Is anyone going anywhere? Everyone gotta be. Just bags full of food. Those are models' legs, but are they women's, are they men's? She shouts down the phone, missed the payment on the loan. She gotta be above the rest, keeping up with the bears. Is anyone going anywhere? Everyone gotta be. Tables for a crook. You wrote a hardback book. Do you teach kids how to read, or sell your body on the street? A nurse without a job, another uptown snob. But have I got you all wrong? One look and you were.
Right, you remember the most rubbish rumour ever, the one about electricity where no one actually really knows what's going on? Well, 16th of June, that's 2 weeks today. It's something to do with, they've just announced, the 25 years since Cosmic Castaway, which was on the soundtrack for Titan AE, and I think is still, despite Morning Afterglow, still their most listened to song because it was in Titan AE, which is some big sort of fantasy space type thing with as a cartoon, which couldn't be more appropriate for Electricity, I would imagine. Anyway, so there's going to be a new release on the 16th of June in 2 weeks' time. That's all we know so far. So bits are bleeding out, still a rubbish rumour, but we'll get there. Don't worry, we will get there. Electricity off the album that they released just a couple of years ago. They're still producing music. How good is that we live in an age where that is still happening? And, you know, there's loads of decent bands. Supernaturals, for example, they're out on the road at the moment. Blue Tones, James, loads of people still out playing. Let's enjoy it while we can. Right, sort of back to the map. I know you're interested. I know you were missing it. So the top five listening places over the last 14 days for the last episode, Merton, for some reason, Merton in the United Kingdom is top of that list. I don't understand why. Then you've got Perth, Melbourne, and we'll get to Australia in a minute. Then you've got London and then Birmingham. That's a pretty decent list. I'll take you to Australia shortly to see if we can really pinpoint where those people are. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some Long Pigs. And on a day like today with the sun shining and a gorgeous, looking out the window, just gorgeous Monday evening, there can only be one Long Pigs song that I can play.
Taking you back to the 90s. We'll be right back.
Right, back to our virtual balloon race of people who listened to last week's show somewhere in the world. And we're going to Australia now. Blue skies, why not? So this one, Perth, this was listened by somebody around, so between David Street, great name, Douglas Avenue and Morley Drive. If that was you, get in touch because Perth is a long way away and you may well win this pointless exercise of a balloon race. Right, Melbourne, that's a pretty good one. Let's have a look in Melbourne. This looks like somebody on just off St Kilda Road and Linlithgow Avenue. If that's you, get in touch. Otherwise, let's just move up. We've got Brisbane and we've got the Gold Coast. On the Gold Coast, right by Surfers Paradise near Cavill Avenue. And what's that one? Ferry Avenue, by the look of it. And there is also up in Brisbane, right in the heart of Brisbane, somebody near Story Bridge and the Golden Triangle. Looks like they might have been listening to it on a ferry. If that was you, get in touch. In the meantime, the Blue Tones, 31st October, will be playing in Birmingham. Are you going to be there? Who doesn't love a bit of Blue Tones? Right, the next one, we're going to play Laid by James. I've got a story about this I've got to tell you. I've been meaning to tell you this for some time. And I thought, should I tell you? And yeah, I'm going to. Right, when I was younger, when I was a student, around university age, so sort of 18, 19, around when Britpop was really kicking off, I used to do odd jobs. I used to cut garden, you know, do gardening at the weekend, that kind of stuff. And my brother used to do it as well, and used to be painting, that kind of stuff. And he was doing some painting in this house, and the mum there was about in her 50s. I mean, Jesus, imagine how, 50s. Can you imagine how old? Right. So she was in her 50s. And he was just painting and singing along, and he was singing along to the song Laid. Now, there is a line in the song Laid which says, "She only comes when she's on top." And I know you think, oh, that'd be quite embarrassing in front of a 50-year-old woman. It gets worse, because the version that they had was on something like a now 20 or whatever. And the clean version of that song is, "She only sings when she's on top." So he's singing along to Laid while he's painting, and just as he gets to the bit, "She only comes when she's on top," the mum walks past, but the CD is saying, "She only sings." So he's sitting there thinking, oh god, that mum thinks I've changed these lyrics to make them more dirty than they actually are. He couldn't look her in the eye again. You'll be pleased to hear we don't have too many more of this these downloaded map to do. Right, Istanbul, if you were in Istanbul listening to last week's episode, let me know. Otherwise, we've got one in Apeldoorn. And if you're in Apeldoorn, it looks like you were listening in a park near Ugchelsgenveg. Definitely correctly pronounced. Otherwise, we've got Utrecht. If you were listening in Utrecht and you were near Rhenenburglan and De Veerslan, yeah, I know. Or if you were listening, where is this? This looks like a place called Nordelos, and the, I should have picked a better country, Nordzira, I can't pronounce that. If you were listening in Nordelos, there weren't that many of you. Let me know. This virtual balloon race, we're going to end in the UK, but this virtual balloon race is getting me quite excited. So please don't just completely ignore it. Get in touch at the Britpop Show on Twitter. Here's a bit of Travis.
Hits from the 1990s.
Tied to the 90s, off Travis's first and best album. Right, the UK, there's loads of you, and I do appreciate everybody listening, and thank you so much for listening, so I can't do you all. But also, please tell your friends, please try and get a few more people to listen if we can. So if you were listening in Cork by the Greenwood Estate, I've got your number. You are there on my map. Let me know. And then I'm just going to finish in Cornwall. Why not just pick this one randomly in Newquay by Cliff Road? It looks a little bit like you were listening to it on a beach. Let me know if that was you. Otherwise, if I didn't call you out, just let me know anyway. Just let me know where you were listening from. I have to say thank you again, everybody, for listening. I really do appreciate it. And like I say, if you could just get a few more people to listen, just tell it to your friends, try and suggest it. Maybe we can get that entire map covered. Who knows? In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with a definite Britpop band. This is Radiohead. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
You're so very sweet. I'm a creep. I'm a